Yes.
I've seen a Japanese proverb, because if people sleeping disorder, maybe can let people get fed and over-feasted.
Sorry, I didn't quite catch that.
I see a Japanese proverb. If the people not sleeping very regularly, maybe the people can get afraid. Because maybe ever you have increased the signal of hungry, increase your hunger signal.
Okay, so you're saying that people who aren't sleeping properly,
yeah,
might have disturbed appetite regulation or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think there's been an awful lot of research on that here, as far as I know. Yeah.
What's the reason between the liver and the obesity?
Oh, that's a very, very good question. I had a slide which showed the prevalence of obesity related to social class in the UK. And what it shows very clearly is that the prevalence of obesity is significantly higher in the lower social classes. So the less well-off you are, the higher the level of obesity. Partly education, partly access to types of physical activity that could be very beneficial, going to gyms and the whole philosophy of doing some physical activity, which is linked with education, and also cheap, low-quality food, which is often high-fat, high-sugar. So a cultural thing, I think. Yes? It was something about leptin. Where does it come from? It's made in our fat. Oh, no, you don't eat it. So it's not something that you eat. It's a hormone that's made by your body in response to food. Yes. Normally we make our own leptin in our body. It's made in fat. But the mice that were injected with leptin and the children who have that leptin mutation, that leptin would have probably been made in a scientific laboratory. You know, it's an artificial one. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, sorry. From the lecture, that this is a kind of public health problem.
Yeah.
If you are invited to give some recommendations from the government, which would be the first recommendation?
Okay, that's also a very good question. Lots of governments over the world have been trying to tackle this problem with actually very little success. In the UK, there's been one program after another, and what people tend to find is that the public understand the message, but they don't do anything about it. And the latest one in the UK is a program that the Department of Health has launched called Change for Life. And it involves trying to get people to eat 5 portions of fruit and vegetables a day, trying to get them to eat less saturated fat, and most important, trying to make them move more. So the slogan is eat less, move more. And there are TV adverts, there are calendars, there are posters everywhere. But it's still up to individuals to actually do something. I think actually it needs a change in education at the level of young children from primary school, more physical activity and better promotion of healthy eating right from when you're very young. I think that's the only way to deal with it. And probably the food industry playing more of a part in what they make. There are 2 questions at the back there. A relationship between obesity and?
Poorer people.
And poorer people.
Yes, and rich people. Are there a relation between obesity and?
Do you mean between poorer countries and richer countries? The data seems to suggest that some developing countries, some poorer countries, are very fast catching up. And although there's still quite a big difference. That sort of data is actually very hard to collect, so there's not an awful lot of research comparing it, but it does seem that the prevalence of obesity is increasing in the poorer countries as well.